Retail Roundup, we mentioned yesterday that 450 7-Eleven stores are closing across America. I had a P1 listener email to say the reason is, because we were talking about some are underperforming, and I mean, those are the ones that are being taken out. Now, they have more than 13,000 stores in U.S. and Canada. She says that cigarette purchases was the largest sales category for any convenience store. They've fallen 26% in the last 5 years.
Wow.
A big shift. And the nicotine products like Zyn, which we recently heard about.
Kids love the Zyn.
They love the Zyn. Has not made up the difference. So the cigarette sales falling has
Can you get vape them. Stuff at 7-Elevens? I don't vape.
I don't know. Well, there's so many vape stores.
Yeah, and I think you can, but you probably not the selection you could get at a vape store.
They opened stores in areas that they shouldn't have, and so some of those are closing. They also own all Speedway stores. The 7-Eleven group owns those.
That's right. That was a recent purchase, right?
It was in 2021. So they own those also and are looking at those. But those are more successful. I was interested to see that the cigarette sales may be what led to part of their
downfall. It's good work there on the P1's part.
You know, Walgreens is closing 1,200 stores now over the next 3 years, I believe. Yeah. The reason for that is, and I was surprised by that. I thought Walgreens was unbelievably successful.
Did they ever expand? I mean, there are five around my house and one is closed.
Yeah.
That's what they said. They said that they overexpanded. CVS the same. They haven't announced how many they're going to close, but CVS is going to close some too. Overexpanded to thousands of locations over the last 15 years, signed long-term leases for pricey corner locations, and therefore some of them have fallen into hard times. Many shoppers also have criticized the quality of the stores, complaining about understaffing and not being able to get to items that are locked up to prevent theft. So Walgreens has said, we're examining everything. The CEO of Walgreens says we're doing complete restacking of our business model over the next 3 years.
I wonder what they sell the most at a Walgreens. Taking prescriptions out of it.
Yeah.
You know, is it vitamins?
Biggest
is
selling
it
item.
Diapers? I mean, I can't imagine it's diapers. Is it cigs? They have tons of cigarettes.
CVS? Is it CVS that doesn't sell cigarettes? One of them doesn't, right?
CVS took them out.
CVS is correct.
Yeah. CVS said no.
Bit of a surprise.
Walgreens still have them.
You can get them at Walgreens.
That's probably good for Walgreens. If you're going to one of those two stores, one of them has it.
I don't know what people buy the most.
Yeah. They have also had challenges with insurers, and they're having difficulty. They don't make as much money on the pharmacy purchases as they used to. And so they're trying to re-examine the contracts they've signed with insurance companies and medical companies and so forth. They're also
that sounds like a breeze.
Oh, yeah.
That should be easy.
Well, you know that. They've tried to add primary care clinics, a project that cost a lot of time and money, and they haven't seen much return on that either. So they are really re-looking and restructuring a lot of things.
I think they're going up against your Amazon now, too. You know, Amazon's trying to get into the pharmacy business.
What they said. A lot of people are having their drugs delivered, you know, from online, from Amazon. You know, anybody now, Costco has a pharmacy. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody's got grocery stores.
They've always had them, but Amazon, I think, does take a lot because it's just directly to your home, and they push it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Walgreens also says they're going to add way more Walgreens brand items, which they haven't had in the past. They own a company called Boots in England, similar type store, and they've had success doing that. Hmm. So look for more Walgreens types. I was surprised to see that many are going to be closing.
You know, remember when I got COVID back after the events of late July, I had to get a COVID test.
Yeah.
And I went to the Walgreens near our house, and they used to have the Binax. Remember that company? It's one of the more popular ones. It's easy to use.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the store and I said, where are your COVID tests? She said, down there. And I was looking for the Binax box. They're all Walgreens. A lot of the first aid stuff is all Walgreens brand.
Well, that's not surprising, really. I guess they're starting to do that, starting to change that over. Because why not? You know, why not sell your own?
Yeah.
Or at least give that option. You know, a lot of stores have had success with that. Almost all of them had success with that.
We use surgical gloves to clean the cat boxes.
Walgreens brand surgical gloves. I don't go into Walgreens. Very rare that I go into
Walgreens. You're a big box man.
Big box. I was at Costco yesterday.
No.
Yes, big boxed it.
Mama's wine?
Mama needed one. Mama needed a, we get, I'll tell you, I was a little disappointed yesterday. Well, in fact, I'll give you the exchange. We like a Costco chili.
Mm. Well, when I think of chili, I think Costco.
Yeah. Does that just come in a can?
No, they make it fresh in the back.
They do?
Yep. And they
you just get a quart?
Yeah, you get a quart of chili. And they have also like chicken noodle soup.
Do they pour it out of a bucket?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they pour it.
Who's next?
You know, and with, I mean, with this autumn season, it's time for a good
sure,
chili.
Chili season.
It's chili season. I mean, the weather's getting cooler. It's chili season.
Yeah, wrap yourself up in a blanket.
Mm-hmm. Have yourself a, you know.
Costco chili.
Right. So they have it in plastic containers. You get about a gallon or a quart size of it. And in fact, yeah, it's more than a quart. It's probably a gallon of chili. And I like it a lot. And my wife does too. Anyway, she said, we need to lay in supplies for chili. So she wanted 5 gallons of chili. And that was on my list, was 5 gallons of chili. And so I went, and I hadn't been to Costco in a while. My wife had been going for us. But I went to the area, and there was no chili. And I walked up and down the aisles. I saw the chicken noodle soup. And I even called some. That's another thing about Costco. It's rare that you can get somebody to help you. You know, they're just not out there on the floor to help you. They want you to walk all around everything to see all the items, you know. They intentionally do that. And they change where things are located so that you'll have to walk past mm-hmm. a lot of stuff. I mean, that's like insider Costco knowledge. So I didn't see the chili. And finally, I found somebody to ask, and I said, what gives on your chili? And they were like, chili making's down. Chili making machine is down. We're not.
Oh, the chili machine is down.
Chili machine was down.
Did you have to relay the information home?
Well, I texted, and I said, they're out of chili. And she wrote back, oh, no, you know, with exclamation. She goes, I need 5 gallons of chili in here. And I said, well, you're not going to get it at Costco. They don't have it. And she said, fill out a comment card.
And, so, what?
I said, I don't know. I don't even know where comment cards are. Yeah. And, you know,
your chili machine's down. We know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Any other comments?
Chili maker.
No.
No, couldn't do it. And then they didn't have something I want. My daughter wanted chocolate-covered almonds. They didn't have those either. They were out yesterday. I was a little surprised at Costco yesterday. I wouldn't say I've had a great experience at Costco. My wife said, I don't understand what's going on around that place. What's happening there? I don't know.
The machine's down.
It was really difficult there.
Did you tell your wife you filled out a comment card but not actually do it?
I'm not commenting on that. My comment card is my business. And we had our...
signed Karen.
Well... And we're executive members. We're executives.
Yes.
And you mentioned that.
I was supposed to cash my rebate check. Once a year, they send you a rebate check from all the shopping you had done there from the year before. And we go through the line. And my wife has, this is kind of Karen-y, okay? What most of the time people do when they go through there, like we had a check for like $180. That was the rebate I got yesterday. So what most people do is use that to pay for the items they're buying. And let's say my items were like $115, which they were yesterday.
You just roll it over.
You just roll it. You get, you know, I give them the check. I get $65 back. You know, okay. Well, my wife's very against that.
Against the rollover.
She doesn't want to use the rebate check to pay for the groceries. Because when I use my Costco card, I get money back. You know what I'm saying? Like if I don't use the card,
you're not getting money. You're not getting points on.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
So she said, whatever you do, do not use this rebate check to pay for the items. And she goes, they're going to give you guff about that. They want you to pay for those items, that rebate check, but you stand your ground. So I go through the line and I'm standing there. And so I say, listen, I want to buy these items. And I have this rebate check, but I want you to just cash it. I want to pay for these items with my card, but I want you to cash the check. And he goes, I'm not allowed to do that. And
manager, it is a car.
And you're like, I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
And he's a mail carrier. I can hear his wife in his pocket.
Yeah.
I said to my wife, I called her. I said,
you knew this was going to happen, didn't you?
Said he says he's not allowed to cash you. And she goes, they are allowed to do that. You just have to tell them. And so he hears on the other end of the line. You know,
uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love you too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep. 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 Love you too.
And I said, my wife says you are allowed to. Well, now there's a, of course, there's a growing line.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Go, move along, buddy.
So the guy says, the best I can do is take your least priced item and ring it up as a separate purchase. So let's say you've got a $5 item here. I can take that, take the payment from, and give you $180 back.
So you actually had two transactions.
Well, that was my option.
A rebate check transaction.
And then a
standard transaction.
Yes. And so I called my wife, and I said, and she goes, "Hi,
me again. I'm still in line."
They didn't say no, but they didn't say yes.
What's the cheapest thing we're buying?
Guacamole. Guacamole was the cheapest item on the list at $9. It was a $9 tub of guacamole.
Oh my God.
That's a big tub. That's a big tub of guacamole. I mean, nothing at Costco is under $10. I mean, okay. Very few things. I mean, I scanned my items and I thought, okay, I could get that. You know, I thought about the, I didn't buy a rotisserie chicken, which is only $4.99. That's a good deal. Or and he goes, you can go there and buy a hot dog and a Pepsi for $1.50, mm-hmm. and they'll cash it for you over there. I said, no, I didn't want to go through all that. You know? So I bought the $10 guacamole, and they gave me $175 back.
Cash.
And then.
That's a lot of cash to keep in a register.
They had it. And then, of course, the guy behind me thought I was done, but I wasn't because I had, you know, 20 other items to buy. So that's how it worked. And my wife was still not satisfied. She goes, they are supposed to cash that for you. And I said, well, maybe they know the rules better than you do. And that point, started another fight. Another fight going on there. It's like this.
Can I make you some guacamole? You know what goes good with 5 gallons of guacamole? 5 gallons of chili.
Then when you get to the outdoor, you have to show your receipt. And that caused confusion too. He said, well, I ain't got two receipts. What you got here?
What are you, flim flam man?
What's the
step aside. Okay.
It was a pretty difficult Costco trip yesterday.